is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin read by Miranda Blah. Voting will be held for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls tomorrow. 1,717 candidates from 10 states and union territories will contest in this phase of the general elections, campaigning for which ended yesterday. Top leaders of several political parties held back-to-back rallies to seek support in favour of their party candidates. The Election Commission is taking all necessary steps for peaceful polling tomorrow. The Assam Rifles, under the aegis of IGAR South, distributed essential relief materials to several villages in Manipur which were hit by thunderstorms on the 7th of this month. The devastating thunderstorms for two consecutive days have caused severe damage to shelters in the villages, leaving a trail of health issues and habitat destruction. The Meghalaya State Legal Services Authority partnered with the Legal Care and Support Center and Shillong Law College, organized a comprehensive workshop on National Legal Services Authority schemes in the auditorium of the High Court of Meghalaya in Shillong yesterday. The event drew attention from esteemed legal personalities and dignitaries. Chief Justice of the Meghalaya High Court, S. Vaidyanathan, emphasized on the essential elements of dignified living. He highlighted food, shelter, education, medical care, and clothing as indispensable rights that the states should ensure for every individual. The Chief Justice lamented the commercialization of these fundamental necessities in contemporary society. The Meghalaya State Legal Services Authority yesterday organized national Lok Adalits in all the districts of the state under the aegis of the National Legal Services Authority in the Lok Adalits. 401 pre-litigation cases of 334 pending cases were taken up for settlement. The total number of cases taken up was 735, of which 124 cases were settled for an amount of 87,49,000 rupees. After a lull of months, a fresh case of COVID-19 was detected in Manipur yesterday. The patient, a 66-year-old woman from Imphal East District, is undergoing treatment at Jawaharlal Nehru Institute of Medical Sciences, Imphal. Speaking to Akashvani Imphal, director of JNIMS, Professor L. Devin Singh, said that there was no cause to panic and the hospital is fully prepared. He urged the public to follow COVID-19 protocols, avoiding unnecessary public gatherings and wear masks. Meghalaya got its first woman police chief with Governor Phagu Chauhan yesterday appointing IPS officer Ida Shisha Nongrang as the new Director General of Police to take charge from the 20th of this month after retirement of the incumbent L.R. Bishnoi on the 19th. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has observed that breaking barriers and making history, Ida Shisha Nongrang becomes the first tribal lady from Meghalaya to hold this position, which is a moment of immense pride for all. Ms. Nongrang, who presently holds the post of Director General of Civil Defence and Home Guards, has also held the post of Superintendent of Police, East Khasi Hills District. She has been appointed as the Director General of Meghalaya Police for a period of 2 years, with effect from the 20th of this month to the 2024 to 19th of May 2026. A notification issued by the State Home Police Department said yesterday. Three persons have been arrested and drugs worth around 7 crore rupees seized in two separate operations in Assam's Rachar district. Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma said the contraband was being transported from a neighbouring state. He informed, in a big boost to Assam's mission of a drug-free society, the Rachar police seized over 1.2 kilos of heroin, the chief minister said through the social media. Sikkimese director Samteen Bhutia's feature film Tara, the Lost Star, has been selected for market screening at the Cannes International Film Festival. The film, directed by Bhutia, is produced by Sabitri Chetri. With its compelling narrative, Tara, the Lost Star, is a feature film in Nepali language which offers a window into the beliefs of the Himalayas and Sikkim's vibrant culture. It is a social drama film starring local artists. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the station of Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.